Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Morgan. It's Nancy Dvorak, and I was a winner on that pro mixer thing, and I was just wondering what the status was from when that's being sent out. It's been well over a week or better.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code and your first and last name again?
Yes. Zip code is 52249.
52249?
Yep, 52249. And Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y. And Dvorak is spelled D as in dog, V as in Victor, O as in octopus, R as in Ralph, A as in apple, K as in kite.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, I mean, could you verify your mailing address?
Yes, 6822 15th Avenue, Keystone, Iowa, 52249.
Yes, I'm at DCV Contest Center for that KitchenAid mixer.
Yes, yeah, that's what I've been waiting on, yes.
Yes, you have to be enrolled in ByteSub. That's a contest for that. The winners are picked every 30 days based off our subscriptions.
Oh, well, that's not what they told me when I called in about it.
Yes, and you took a survey. When you do those surveys, the gift sits at the end. It's a contest entry. You would have to keep the subscription for ByteHub because that's where they pick the winners from.
Oh, I did not realize that. The gentleman didn't even tell me that when I called in either. So I have to have a subscription?
Yes, and they pick those winners based off our subscriptions. It's for a meal planning app that gives you recipes to cut back on carbs and sugar. If you would like to continue, we can offer you a $20 monthly rate.
No, thanks. Can I cancel that off? Because I wasn't aware of that at all.
Can go ahead and have this account canceled. We can offer a $55 refund. There is a $5 non-refundable sign-up fee.
Well, I only paid the $2 cost, so because that's all I was told I was going to have to pay was the $2 to get the mixer. So that's all I paid. I mean, that's all I should have paid because that's all I consented to.
Yes, and that subscription cost is $59.89.
Say that again. I'm not understanding you.
That subscription cost is $59.89.
Yeah, no, I don't want any part of that. Nope.
Yes, and so again, we can go ahead and cancel. We can offer a $55 refund.
I don't even know if I've received anything. So, I mean, that's fine. I mean, just cancel it. I just want to be done. I didn't realize there was that kind of a catch to it. So, just cancel.
Yes,
I don't want anything charged to my credit card.
Yes, and so that's what I'm saying. That subscription was entered on the 11th of April.
Okay. So then you already put a charge on my credit card for that, $55?
No, that's correct. That was billed on the 11th of April. We can offer a $55 refund.
Okay, then refund me back that, and then I just want to be done. I didn't realize that.
It takes 3 to 5 days for that to post. I can also give you a confirmation number.
Okay, hold on. Let me get a pen. All right, go ahead.
It's going to be C like Charlie.
Say what again?
C like Charlie.
Okay.
92054882 4.
Okay, let me read it back to you. C is in Charlie. 92054882 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that's my confirmation number.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I want you to credit back my, I don't want any part of that. I thought I was just an automatic winner of that. So that's what my understanding was when I talked to the gentleman. Okay. All right. Yes,
yes,
please cancel me off and send me. And is that going to be a legit check then?
So it would just go back to the card.
Okay, that's fine. Put it back on the card. Yes,
yes,
please. Okay, thank you very much. I'm glad I called.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Customer Support. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.